Well, the big story in the Berkshires this weekend is, of course, the annual Berkshire International Film Festival. The BIFF takes place primarily at the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington, but also at the Mahawi, the Beacon in Pittsfield, and at the Mount in Lennox throughout the weekend. This year, the festival boasts over 75 films, including many features of international origin and numerous documentaries. Among the highlights are two films featuring one of my favorite actors, the brilliant French actor Matthew Amalric. He's sort of France's answer to Dustin Hoffman. One of those movies is Venus in Fur, directed by Roman Polanski. The festival also boasts a documentary called When Jews Were Funny, which traces Jewish humor from the Borscht Belt through Seinfeld up until today. The Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield isn't only an art museum. It's always been a museum of science and natural history. A new exhibition brings the outdoors in for a season, as the show Butterflies features an actual butterfly pavilion swarming with live, native, and exotic species of butterflies. The exhibition will introduce visitors to the complex life cycle of butterflies, including their remarkable metamorphosis, and suggest ways in which we can protect their habitat, which has become threatened, like so much else in nature, by urban and suburban development. The exhibition includes works by contemporary artists, as well as historic and cultural artifacts about butterflies from around the globe. The summer theater season in the Berkshires has a head start with two productions, one at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield and the other at Shakespeare and Company in Lennox. At Barrington Stage, Emmy Award winner and Golden Globe nominee Marge Helgenberger stars in The Other Place, a drama about memory and ways in which the past infringes upon the present, and vice versa. And Shakespeare's Will, a provocative one-woman show starring longtime Shakespeare and Company actor Kristen Wold, about the bold and unapologetic journey of William Shakespeare's enigmatic wife, Anne Hathaway, and the couple's unconventional courtship and marriage, runs through August 24th at Shakespeare and Company in Lennox. While the Tanglewood season proper is a few weeks away yet, those itching to visit Ozawa Hall to hear some great music might want to head over there on Sunday afternoon when the Berkshire Lyric Chorus will perform its annual Masterworks concert at 3. The concert will feature choral psalms from many traditions and periods, including works by Schubert, Mendelssohn, Chesnokov, Charles Ives, Virgil Thompson, Bobby McFerrin, James McMillan, and others. Mezzo-soprano Marjorie Dix will be joined by the men of the chorus in a performance of the Brahms Alto Rhapsody. And if a Western swing is your thing, you may want to bring your dance shoes over to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight when Lauren Ambrose, yes, best perhaps known for her dramatic role in the black comedy 6 Feet Under, brings her latest musical project, the Northeastern Western Swing Explosion, to Helsinki at 9 p.m. The band is a kind of supergroup comprised of members of many of the region's top Americana bands, specializing in performing danceable renditions of beloved Western swing classics by the likes of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.